29, Transformed. SVPG partner Leah Hickman is publishing another book in the SVPG series, Transformed. And her book tackles the very difficult but critically important topic of transformation. Below, Leah explains her motivation for writing the book and the topics she addresses in it. There are many books on digital transformations, and even more organizations that have tried and failed to meaningfully transform. Why is this book any different? And why should you expect to be any more successful after reading it? From working with many companies and from experiencing firsthand at Adobe, one of the most noted and financially successful transformations in technology history, I can tell you that not all companies are fully vested in their transformations. In fact, most aren't willing to make the changes that are necessary. Most organizations focus their transformation narrowly on how they develop products, rather than broadly on how they produce and deliver value to their customers. They think they can silo off some digital transformation group or have their developers adopt agile methods. Let me give you an example. When I joined the Silicon Valley Product Group after building products for more than 25 years, it was very eye-opening to work with multiple product organizations around the world and see the different patterns of behavior. In some cases, I would be working with world-class product leaders who understood how to get the product organization operating in a way that would yield real results. Their leaders were able to lead, manage, and coach the product organization, and to partner effectively with their colleagues across the company. However, in other organizations, the product leaders, while they perhaps knew the mechanics of product, didn't have the ability to build the teams they needed to deliver the necessary results and to influence the rest of the organization. They were viewed mainly as the technology team and thought of as a necessary, or sometimes not so necessary, expense. The most difficult part of these engagements is that I could predict what was likely to happen. Yes, they would improve incrementally, but the full potential wouldn't be realized. For these organizations, they needed more fundamental changes. If a company wants to raise the bar for the product organization, they need to think differently about product. Instead of looking at product as just a part of the technology organization, or worse, the IT organization, they need to think about product as the organization. I am not talking about power structure or even org structure. I am talking about how product needs to be the value driver of the organization, as opposed to just a feature factory for the rest of the organization. As I engage with these types of organizations, another lesson I've learned is that if the executive team isn't on board with this product operating model, the chances of successful transformation are slim. I've found that it is critically important for the executive team to understand and have the language to engage with the product organization. There are also key characteristics of the executive leaders that I have observed. Certain executives have the skills and personality to drive the necessary change, and others don't. The leaders' behaviors can make or break the ability of an organization to transform to a true product culture. One of the things I am most proud of when I think of Silicon Valley Product Group is the fact that we operate in the real world. What we talk about isn't academic, and it isn't theory. We focus on what we know works. We have all built products for decades. We have all had successes and failures. We have all operated as both individual contributors and senior leaders in organizations. We have all been through the major transformations that I will be talking about. This book is intended to help you navigate your way through the many challenges and pitfalls of effective transformation. This book is straightforward and frank. As I say to all my clients, you may not like what I tell you, but I will be honest and tell you what I believe you need to hear. Marty Kagan taught me that very early in my career. He also gave me some hard-to-hear feedback when we were going through the transformation at Adobe that was foundational in terms of making the changes we needed to make to transform the entire company. Chapter 80,